Yeah, good morning, Pat, double full, double throw, and all the other boys and girls and moms and dads on the frequency. Let's see, the only instance where I can think of that I got a crappy deal, it wasn't because it was a crappy deal, it was because both the buyer and the seller were both, how should I say this, stupid. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for, stupid. I was a young amateur. Back in 94, 95, I was about 2 years deep into my quote-unquote amateur radio career, and one of my mentors, I don't know if you guys remember Paul, KF9GF, Paul from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin here, Kilowatt Foxtrot 9, Juliet Foxtrot, KF9GF, George Foxtrot. Anyway, I was having problems on my, I had just acquired a matching 650 transverter for my Yaesu for 6 meters. And I was coming through everybody's television in the entire city of Fond du Lac, I think. And so Paul had this filter. It was a W2AU. And you could see a spike right at 6 meters. And he thought, oh, this is a 6 meter filter. So he sold it to me. I think I paid $50 for it. Right on the front of it, it said W2AU for the ham who gives a damn. I'm sure some of you guys saw that thing at the ham fest. I tried to sell it for 20 years. I finally sold it here last year, I think. But anyway, getting back to the original story, I put that baby in line on my nice 650 transverter, which was working perfectly, and with the exception of, you know, the typical RFI problems that a 6 meter transmitter will emit when you're not on a good 6 meter antenna. Anyway, I stuck that filter on there and I went to tuning up, and the next thing I know, I had smoke bellowing out of the back of my 650 PB or whatever it was, FTV 650, I think that's what it was, yeah. And, I mean, it was melting the traces on the circuit board and everything else, man. And it turned out that it was just an HF low-pass filter, and it notched 6 meters to keep from coming through channel 2. So that was the worst nightmare deal I ever had, because it destroyed my FTV 650B. And I had to have the doc repair it. That was probably about the worst ham radio experience I've had so far, Pat. This morning I'm running the Yaesu FT101E that did not have the same transverter hooked up to it. That was a different radio. I've had about 20 of these Yaesu FT101s, and this is probably about the nicest one I've had. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it, Patrick. You sound great this morning. Steve sounded good from up there in the Uper. I'm a barefoot at 125 watts on the Yaesu FT101E. 73's Pat, I'll be listening, N9WQ.